The Biden administration is phasing out the use of old-fashioned incandescent light bulbs. Once the new rules are in place, the Energy Department claims Americans will save nearly $3 billion per year on their utility bills. There will still be plenty of light bulbs to choose from at your hardware store, though. So which light bulb is the best? Well, a couple years ago, NPR's Jeff Brady tried to answer that question for NPR's Life Kit podcast.
I've spent a lot of time in light bulb aisles recently because I've been reporting on changes to energy efficiency regulations. And one thing I've noticed is a lot of confused people holding an old light bulb and trying to find a new one just like it.
I'm looking for a bulb to go inside of my refrigerator.
John Pinnock is at a Home Depot in suburban Philadelphia.
It's a 40 watt. The bulb seems to be the same. Only thing is, I don't want dimmable. I'm not going to be dimming inside the refrigerator, so.
Turns out that means it's able to be dim, not that it has to be. This confusion is the result of a revolution in the lighting industry. The old energy-hogging incandescent light bulb is going away, and new LED or light-emitting diode bulbs are taking over. There are really good reasons to switch to LEDs. Later we'll learn how using them can help you sleep better. While they are a bit more expensive, they last a lot longer, so you'll change bulbs less often. And they use a fraction of the energy old bulbs do. That's important for addressing climate change. The Energy Department estimates switching to LED bulbs across the country saves the amount of electricity produced by 44 large power plants. Interior designer Aaron Shakur says that's good for your budget, too.
Here's the deal. You're going to save so much money on your electric bill by transitioning from regular incandescents to LED bulbs. So that's the first, like, no-brainer.
Aaron owns Shakur Interiors in Chicago, and she knows how to use light to enhance your space. She often talks about the role of light fixtures like this.
Like that badass hat that you put on right before you walk out the door, or that beautiful piece of statement jewelry that you're like, oh, this just made my outfit, yes. I'm ready to go, and I'm rocking this look.
Aaron says LEDs allow her to be more creative because they're small. You no longer need a big, ugly light bulb poking up from a metal base. She says manufacturers are coming up with all kinds of interesting new fixtures. And assuming you have the cash, firms like hers can even design a custom fixture with LEDs.
And then you've got this amazing statement piece that is, you know, calling... You know, what's that that milkshake song? Calling all the boys to the yard, so to speak.
So here's our first takeaway. The LED revolution has made the light bulb aisle more complicated. But there are big benefits to switching to LED lighting in your house. You can save energy and money, and you can be more creative. So now, assuming you're sold on LEDs, Aaron says it's really important to think about how you want a lighted space to feel. What happens in that room? That can affect what light bulbs or even what light fixtures you buy.
When you're sitting on a sofa sectional watching the game, you're not interested in, you know, high glaring lights right on your face, your head, and coming into your sort of view while you're watching the TV. So we would light this footprint within the room one way, usually with dimmable recessed fixtures.
But in the kitchen, Aaron says you want to flood the space with light. It's a workspace where it's important to see things clearly. That's our second takeaway. Think about the space you're lighting and choose bulbs and fixtures that complement what happens in that space. Aaron says if you're renting, you can use floor and table lamps. Those can be pretty inexpensive.
Once you make those fixture choices or those lamp choices, now you can easily make a bulb choice.
And to do this, we need to learn a few terms: watts, lumens, and Kelvin. Watts refer to energy consumed, lumens refer to brightness, and Kelvin is the color of the light. First, watts. The old way of picking a light bulb focused on watts. I always thought that was an indication of how bright the bulb is. 100 watts is brighter than 60. But actually, watts refer to the energy the bulb consumes. And since LEDs need less energy to produce the same amount of light, those bulbs have really low wattage numbers.
The simple formula and kind of rule of thumb is to multiply that number times 5 to understand what kind of light output you're going to be getting in a lamp or fixture in the room. If it says 12, you're going to be getting 60 watts of light.
But the real measure of light output is lumens. That's the second term you need to know. Many manufacturers still use both watts and lumens. They'll say something like, this is equivalent to a 60-watt incandescent bulb, and that's 800 lumens. You don't need to obsess over any formula for this. Just know that more lumens is brighter and less is dimmer. Another term you may really want to pay attention to is Kelvin. That's a measure for something called color temperature. Now, if you're confused already, don't worry. Aaron was there, too.
In the beginning, it confused all of us. So designers and architects alike were like, wait, what?
Aaron says color temperature is a scale. And the most important thing you need to know is on that scale, 2700 Kelvin is about the same color as a typical incandescent bulb.
It's got a slightly warm glow to it. And I think, from my perspective, when I see it next to a 3000, oh, the 3000 makes me so happy.
So is there sort of like a general guide, like the lower the Kelvin number, it's closer to this color, and the higher the Kelvin number,
yes,
it's closer to that color?
Yes. And so when you start going lower, it gets very gold, very yellow, and you can, in almost that Edison bulb, that retro Edison bulb kind of look.
So lower number is going to be golder.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go higher, what are you getting to?
You're getting blue. It just gets bluer and bluer and bluer.
For our third takeaway, we need to learn a few new terms. Lumens measure light output. The higher the number, the brighter the light. Color temperature is measured in kelvins. Lower numbers look more gold, and higher Kelvin numbers look blue. If you're still a little confused, we have all this written out. Search NPR Life Kit and light bulbs. So, we've covered a lot here, but you may still have questions. Erin Shakur suggests skipping the big box do-it-yourself stores for answers. She says go to a lighting store instead.
So that's the place to go, where you can have someone who just is specializing in lighting, not in screwdrivers and lumber and lighting and power tools.
And I might spend a few more pennies on the bulb or the fixture, but that's all right. That's worth it.
It's totally worth it because you're not changing it out in 3 weeks or in 3 months.
And a specialist can help you pick that perfect fixture or bulb that will be the best fit for the space you're trying to light.
That was NPR's Jeff Brady reporting for NPR's Life Kit podcast.